Okay, good evening. Thank you very much for coming. So tonight we have two shailas, both relating to Sfiras HaOmer. They both came up over Chol HaMoed. So, there were a lot of shailas that came up over Chol HaMoed that related to Pesach. I just figured, Avar Zmano, Batol Karbano, at this point no one's going to be interested in Hilchas Pesach. So let's discuss two shailas relating to Sfiras HaOmer. I got the following text on Chol HaMoed. Hi Rebbe, somebody asked me what night of Sfira it was last night, and I stupidly responded that tonight is the third night. I had not yet counted Sfira, and it was already nighttime. My immediate thought was that maybe I should say a bracha right away, and then say Hayom Shalshi Yamim LaOmer, based on the shiur you gave a while back about a guy saying a bracha after reading the Megillah. Is this correct? Meaning he knows that once he said third night, he's not allowed to count with a bracha, but maybe if you remember like right away, you could still say the bracha the second after the mitzvah, as long as there's not too much of a hefsek. So he wants to know if he's off base with that question, with that assumption. So that is shaila number one. Shaila number two. The guy writes, hi Rabbi, without getting too graphic, a good sign he's about to get too graphic. I've been having some stomach issues over Pesach. Baruch Hashem, yesterday afternoon, the Miralax finally worked its magic. Unnecessary detail, I think. And I was in the bathroom when I remembered that I hadn't counted Sfira the previous night. Now, obviously, I finished up and made it out of the bathroom before Shkia so I could count. But what if I couldn't make it out in time? Would I be allowed to say today's the third day of the Omer while I'm in the bathroom? Is there a problem with counting the Omer in the bathroom? Obviously, a bracha you're not going to say in the bathroom. But he wants to know. He's not saying a bracha anyway. It's daytime. But it's almost Shkia. And if he didn't count the night before, he wants to know if he can at least count while he's in the bathroom. So these are our two shailas. We have saying the bracha after Sfira, if the person accidentally said what night it is. And then we have the shaila of whether one can count Sfira in the bathroom. So let's take a vote. All those who want to talk about saying a bracha after Sfira, show of hands. All those who want to talk about Sfira in the bathroom. Okay, Zoomers, do we want to, since we're deadlocked over here. It's a small crowd here, so let's see. The Zoom whole thing changed. Ah, there it is, the chat. Okay, the... 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. That's the bathroom one? Yeah. Okay. All right. So it looks like it's going to be the bathroom one. Okay. I sort of suspected that would be the case. All right. So this is a shaila that not only relates to Sfiras HaOmer, it's a shaila that relates to a lot of things. It's, in fact, a good topic for a Tamid Halacha, not just the rabbi's desk shiur, because this is like one of these broad topics that is just very nogei lemaisa in terms of a lot of different things that one might want to do in the bathroom. You know, it's amazing the dearth of mara makomos on this topic is shocking. The first time I ever even heard about this topic, about whether one is allowed to do a mitzvah in the bathroom, that's basically what this is. What, can you do a mitzvah in the bathroom or in a beis hamerchatz, beis hakiseh, that kind of place? A topic that is not discussed in the Gemara. It is not discussed in Rishonim. It is not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. The first place that you really find it, the first major sefer you really find it discussed in, is the Mate Ephraim and the Bir Halacha, which is like very, very late to have to begin such a discussion for something that's been nogeya for as long as mankind has existed, right? So that's a little bit surprising to begin with. The Gemara does talk about, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Dalin, does talk about learning Torah in an unclean place. It talks about saying a bracha in an unclean place. It talks about a davar shebekedusha in an unclean place, like a bathroom or a bathhouse. In fact, the Gemara says it's even usher to be maharher, to think in such places in learning. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham usher lo lamud b'makam atinofas lufi she'efshal lamud below hear her Torah. That a Talmud Chacham shouldn't hang out too long in a dirty place, because Talmud Chacham's mind is always racing. He's always thinking of hirurei Torah. You speak to different gedolei Torah. Not that I think this is a respectful question to ask, but people have asked different gedolei Torah. I actually have a brother-in-law who, this is one of his questions that he asks gedolei Torah, but he has such a sweet way about him that they don't find it disrespectful. He says, what do you read in the bathroom? Meaning what he's asking is, your mind is always racing with Torah, and you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah in the bathroom, so what do you do to get your mind off of divrei Torah? You're obviously not going to read divrei shtus v'hevel, so what exactly is it that you think about in the bathroom? You're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Hei, Si'if Malf and Beis Paskins, Lo Yelech Adam B'mavos HaTzim, matunafos v'yaniach chedo al piv yikra kriya shema v'afilu ma yikori abad tzarech lafzik shiagil mavei matunaf. That a person, even if he's in the middle of kriya shema and he gets to a dirty place, you got to stop. You can't continue to say kriya shema. And then the Shulchan Aruch says in the next sif, afilu laharer b'divrei Torah asur basic kizim b'ezim erchatz. And Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Zayin writes that smelly places, even if they're not smelly to you, like a tannery, let's say, for a guy who works in the tannery, it may not be so smelly to him, that it's usher to say divrei Torah, b'divrei mahara divrei Torah, dvar mishabekdusha, tfila, those kinds of things are usher in those kinds of places. I remember when I was in Keren B'Yavne, the kibbutz Yavne was right next door, and they had a chicken farm there, and when the breeze was blowing from that direction, the smell that came into the yeshiva was overwhelming. And remember, guys went to the posek, to Rav Rubinstein, and they asked, when that smell is, you know, is strong, are we allowed to say a bracha? And he said, what smell? You know, he had been there for so long that he just didn't smell it anymore. But so that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. If everybody else can smell it, then it's a smelly place, Mishnah Berurah says. Anyway, but the Gemara never discusses anything about doing mitzvahs, like doing a maisa mitzvah in the unclean place. So there are a few Gemaras that provide clues as to what the halacha might be. One such Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that when a person does the mitzvah of kisui hadam, you shouldn't be mechase beregel. You should use your hands to do kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is when you shecht a chaya or an oaf, so the halacha is you're supposed to cover all the blood. So you shouldn't do that by kicking some dirt over the blood. You should do it by placing dirt with your hand over the blood, because it's a bizui mitzvah to do the mitzvah in an undignified way. So one would imagine that if you're not supposed to do the mitzvah in an undignified way, you probably shouldn't do mitzvos in an undignified place either. So is it a perfect maramakom? No, it's not a perfect maramakom, but it's a maramakom. It's something, right? It's some source that that indicates to us that there's something about doing a mitzvah in an undignified way or an undignified place. Another maramakom that's a raya the opposite is the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara tells us, you know, there's a pasuk in the Torah, next week's parsha, Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zakein, that you're supposed to stand for an old person and you're supposed to also show honor to a Zakein, a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, but if you're in a Beis HaKisa, that mitzvah doesn't apply. You don't stand up. Why? Because it says, Takum v'hadarta. So we darshan a kima shiyesh bo hidur, that only if it's a respectful kind of standing, only then is it part of that mitzvah. So the diuk that one could make is, yeah, over there it says takum v'hadarta, so you need a kima shiyesh bo hidur. But absent a gzeres hakasuv, by every other mitzvah, there's nothing to stop you from doing a mitzvah in a bathroom. You only don't stand for a talmud chacham in the beis hamerchatz or beis hakiseh because it's not a kima shiyesh bo hidur. But it's not because it's a mitzvah. Apparently, you're allowed to do mitzvahs in places that are undignified. So we have these two competing gemaras. Neither of them is explicit, but you know, Gemara Chulin that gives us the indication not to, and the Gemara Kedushin gives us the indication yes to. So what do we do with that? So the backbone of the sugya, as I mentioned, is the Bir Halacha. I remember when I was teaching in DRS, so we had a post high school yeshiva for a number of years called Leif Shlomo, and one year Rav Chizkiya Nevinsel visited America. I think, I'm not sure what he had come for. Rav Chizkiya Nevinsel is Rav Nevinsel's son, Rav Victor Nevinsel's son. He's currently the rabbi of the old city of Yerushalayim. Rav Nevinsel's retired, and his son Rav Chizkiya is the. So we asked Rav Chizkiya if he could say a shir to the seven guys in our yeshiva, and he did. And it was about this topic. It's about doing mitzvos in a dirty place. So he introduced me to this Bir Halacha. Somehow I had never seen it before, or if I had seen it, I had forgotten it. That this Bir Halacha, what does the Bir Halacha say? So Bir Halacha quotes a Mate Ephraim. Mate Ephraim says that Yirah Eli, im hischil etkoa, if you start to blow shofar, umei raglav shosin al birkav, and you notice that there's urine trickling down your legs, posek, stop blowing shofar, ad sheyichlu amayim, v'chosu l'kol mirosh alan al seder. Stop blowing shofar, go back when you're cleaned up. But if you blew shofar and it was unclean at the time, you yotze the mitzvah. It's just not right. And therefore, the best thing to do is to go and blow shofar again. That's what the Matan Ephraim says. So usually, our attitude toward isurim is that if we don't know of any isur that appears in Shas, that appears in Rishon, that appears in Shulchan Aruch, then it's not usur, right? Meaning, there are two types of people. There are people that believe everything is usur until proven mutter, and there are people that believe everything is mutter until proven usur. I think everything is mutter until proven usur. It's just that you have to know something to know when it's not proven usur. But if we take the word of the Bir Alacha, and Hinu Kala Tarakula, there is no Mare Makom that says that it's usur to do mitzvos in the bathroom. And therefore, one would imagine it's going to be mutter. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Lev Avraham, in Simon Yud Zayin, where he talks about this topic, and he says, I know that when I tell you you're allowed to do mitzvos in the bathroom, it's going to make you uncomfortable. And you're going to say, come on, how could that be? He says, so he speaks very strongly, and he says, V'lo titama al ha-chefet sha'itachin l'kayim mitzvah Hashem b'mekom samatunafim. How could it be? Da! Shalomi chachma sha'alta azeh. You're not asking from a point of chachma. V'she'elo se'elu mekorim bargasha salev. You're asking because it makes you feel uneasy. But it's not asking midas Torah. V'anachnu mitzuvim v'omdim lahachnes hagrashoseinu v'kol ritzonoseinu l'dino teraseinu hakadosha. We have to subjugate our feelings and our desires to what the Torah actually says. U'lahatim ma'aseinu l'shuras ha'alacha. We have to make our actions fit into the halacha. It's not our responsibility to make the halacha fit into whatever we feel. He says, if there's no Isser to do mitzvos in Mekamos HaMetunafim, it must be that there's a chiv to do mitzvos even in Mekamos HaTunafim. Means that says, I don't know of any Maramakom that says not to do it, except for that Matan Ephraim, right? That Matan Ephraim says that it's disrespectful. Comes along the Bir Alacha, and the Bir Alacha says, I don't know, where do we ever find the concept of an unclean place being unfit for a mitzvah? He says, we find it by brachos, we find it tefilos, we don't find it by mitzvos. Bir Alacha, written by the Chafetz Chaim, of course, writes, v'heichal matzinu she'asur l'kayim mitzvah g'shkufo einu naki. Where do we find that you're not allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah because your body is not clean? Or b'makom she'ein naki, or because you're in an unclean place. Ha'im asur lilbosh talis shel dalit kanfos k'shegufo o ha'makom einu naki lo matzinu kein b'shum makom. He says, you ever hear that you have to take off your tzitzis before you go into the bathroom? Never heard of it, right? They should have, you know, in like some shuls, they have like a talus rack. So they should have outside the bathroom, they should have a tzitzis rack. Everyone should take off their tzitzis and hang them up outside the bathroom before you go into the bathroom. Like the Gemara describes about tefillin, because tefillin are tashmisha kedusha. You're not allowed to bring them into the bathroom. It's not just tashmisha mitzvah, it's tashmisha kedusha. So do we ever hear that there's such a thing with tzitzis? How can you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis when you're in the bathroom? Elamai, you can, because there's no halacha against it. Then the Bir Alacha quotes this Matan Ephraim, and he says, okay, Matan Ephraim apparently thinks it's a problem. So he says, why would it be a problem? And this is what sets the tone for the whole sugya. He says, I could think of two reasons that it would be a problem. And therefore, whenever we discuss any particular mitzvah, we're going to have to go through whether either of these two reasons are relevant. Number one, he says, no pun intended, number one. He says, the first reason we shouldn't do mitzvos in the bathroom, is kiven dekaimelin detzorch kavana lotzeis yedei mitzvah. That we have we pask in la'alacha mitzvah suichas kavana. So he says, what exactly is the difference between kavana l'shem mitzvah and hirhur b'divrei Torah? I mean, what does it mean kavana l'shem mitzvah? I'm having kavana that this is mitzvah Hashem. That means that I'm thinking about the halacha in the Torah that this is mitzvah Hashem. So isn't kavana the same as hirhur b'divrei Torah? So if you hold mitzvah suichas kavana and you're trying to do mitzvah, mimela you're being mahar b'divrei Torah. That's one explanation. Or alternatively, he says v'gam yishom l'pshitus to b'shash v'kayim mitzvah b'pol hu avoda. You're doing an avodas Hashem when you're doing a mitzvah. Vein lasos avodas Hashem derech bizayon, and you shouldn't do an avodas Hashem in a derech bizayon. And he quotes Gedolim Yisuam Ludasu Litzachzech Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah B'Meraglayim Bnei Hakavod. You're not even allowed to shine up a shofar using Meraglayim because it's disrespectful. And that's only a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. To actually do a mitzvah in a disrespectful way, maybe that's even worse. So again, there's two reasons are. One, that Kavanah might equal Hirhur B'Divrei Torah. And two, that it's just not Derech Kavod, it's Derech Bizayin. And when you're being Ovid Hashem, it's got to be Derech Kavod. So maybe it's Kedai to just go through a number of mitzvahs and see what the poskim say about them, you know, about particular mitzvahs, whether you're allowed to do them in the bathroom. Tzitzis, let's start with the one the Bir Halacha brought up, right? So he said, you ever hear of the idea that you got to take off tzitzis when you go to the bathroom? Not only have you never heard of the idea that you have to take off tzitzis when you go to the bathroom, it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that you don't. Shulchan Aruch in Simun Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel writes, mutar likanes betzitzis lebeis hakisei. You're allowed to enter the Beis HaKisei wearing tzitzis. The Rama over there says, you're not allowed to be mevazi your tzitzis, so you shouldn't give them to a non-Jewish cleaner to clean for you, which is surprising, right? He thinks that's less of a bizayon. But to go into the bathroom, meaning he thinks that's more of a bizayon than going into the bathroom. Going into the bathroom, that's perfectly fine. The Rama seems to agree, you can go into the bathroom. However, in Sefer Chasidim, Os Tavshinayinei, he writes that a person should remove any talis sheish bo tzitzis when he goes to the bathroom, against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brura and Sivkatan Yadalit over there said, oh, there's a difference between a talis and a talis katan. Now when it comes to a talis gadol, so you're not allowed to go into the bathroom with a talis gadol. But talis katan you can. Why? Why? Well, what would be the difference be? So he explains, it's not because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah you're allowed to do in the bathroom. Talis gadol is a beged that's miyuchad for tefillah. So it's disrespectful to go into the bathroom with a beggar that's designated for tefillah. And he says, and therefore, on Yom Kippur, when you're wearing a kittel, and you only wear a kittel for davening on Yom Kippur, let's say you're Chabad and you don't wear a kittel at the Seder. I'm sure there are others that don't wear a kittel at the Seder, but I just discovered that Chabad doesn't, because a guy came over to me on Seder night in Shul, and he said, what's the Chabad minhag about wearing a kittel when you're in your year of Avelus at the Seder? So there's another guy in my Shul that has Chabad traditions. So I said, Shrilly, what's the Chabad minhag about wearing kittel when you're in Avelus at the Seder? He said, Chabad never wears a kittel at the Seder. So I said, okay, good. So Chabad never wears a kittel at the Seder. I'm sure there are others also that don't. So your kittel is miyuchad for Yom Kippur, for tefillah on Yom Kippur. So if that's the case, then you can't go into the bathroom wearing a kittel. There's no mitzvah of a kittel. It's just because it's miyuchad for tefillah. But from the mitzvah perspective, Mishnah Berurah says there's no problem. Right? You're allowed to wear tzitzis in the bathroom. Take another example. The Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos Chilek Beisim in Nun Zayin writes that it's motivated to do mitzvahs in an unclean place, and he brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch in Yardes in Yotas in Hilchos Shechita, where the Shulchan Aruch allows shechting in an unclean place. Now think about it. What was the concern of the Mata Ephraim that if I'm doing a mitzvah in an unclean place, I might be maharher b'divrei Torah? Can you think of a mitzvah that requires more maharher b'divrei Torah than Shechita? You have to be keeping in mind all the halachos of Shechita, because it's a very complicated thing. So probably that leads to a lot of thinking about the halachos. Elamai, for some reason, we don't consider that to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. Even though you're trying to get the halachos straight, it's just saying what the, you know, it's just thinking about how to do this right, and apparently that's permissible. We're not going to have time to go through all of the examples, so let me just skip around a little bit. In Derech Emuna, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, you hear a lot of things in the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and there are a lot of svarim that are written in Piskei Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, where people asked him 1,000 questions and he responded Kain, Lo, Lai, Tipish, whatever, you know, whatever, however he responded in different, you know, with one word answers. But he actually wrote svarim, and his svarim that he actually wrote are spectacular. Derech Emuna is his Mishnah Brura type sefer on the Rambam and Seder Zra'im, and it's fantastic. Like, he has a skill of like packing in a ton of information in like two or three lines. Like, you can mamash get a whole shir klali out of just a couple of lines. So in Derech Emuna, Chaim asks, how could the Bir Halacha be machmir not to do mitzvahs in a makom matunav based on the Mata Ephraim? It's an often a Mishnah that you're allowed to be mafrish maestros from demai when you're naked, because there's no bracha. So you don't have to say a bracha, so you're allowed to be mafrish the maestros. But what do you mean? How could you be mafresh maisvos? You're naked and being mafresh maisvos is a mitzvah. So he says, maybe there's a difference between a mitzvah chiyuvis that cannot be done in a dirty place versus a mitzvah shel reshus. And that's why shechita is mutter in a dirty place, because you don't have to shecht. You shecht when you're hungry for meat and you want to eat meat, so then you shecht. But there's no obligation to go anywhere to shecht. So he says, maybe the reason you're allowed to be mafresh maisvos when you're naked is because that's a mitzvah shel reshus. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning, there are really three categories of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that you just must do. You got to eat matzah on the night of the Seder, right? It's not like you could choose yes or not. Then on the other extreme, there are those that hold that there's what's called a pure mitzvah kiyumis, that you could choose to do it, not to do it, completely discretionary. For example, the Vilna Gaon about eating matzah throughout the rest of the days of Pesach. Yeah, you could choose yes, no, whatever you want. If you want to have matzah, if you, it's great, it's a mitzvah. If you don't want to have it, it's not a mitzvah. Meaning, then you don't have to. According to Rav Moshe, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, it's a mitzvah, but you don't have to. Right? It's a big chiddush that there exists such a category, but that's the other extreme. The middle category is a situational mitzvah. In a particular situation, it calls for doing a particular mitzvah. Right, that's the middle category. What would such a category be? So, shechita. I don't have to do a shechita. But if I want to eat meat, I got to do shechita. It's the only way to secure meat. So, says Rav Chaim, maybe being mafresh maestros is situational. I don't have to eat vegetables, but if I want to eat vegetables, I need to be mafresh maestros from the vegetables. So then he says, but that's totally in a machlokas achronim. If you don't want to eat, you still have a mitzvah to be misakin your tevel and be mafresh shumas maestros. And he says, the fet of paskin like the taz, meaning the uncle of the chazanish, paskin like the taz, that you are still obligated to be mafresh shumas maisvos, and therefore we're back to our kasha, because how could you be mafresh, if it's only a mitzvah shel reshus, that you're allowed to do in a makom metunaf, and maisvos is not a mitzvah shel reshus, it's a mitzvah that you have to do, even if you don't want to eat, so then I'm back to the kasha. All that in like two lines, he says it with many more mara makomos. But Reb Chaim was always, the chazanish was always the final word, right? He said that someone asked him once, who do you paskin like when your father and your father-in-law disagree, right? When it's the stipler against Rav Eliashiv. So he said, neither. We paskin like the uncle. We paskin like the chazanish. That's their tradition. Okay. Let me give another funny example. A number of poskim were asked about the following situation. A person is in the bathroom. It's at the end of Shabbos, meaning Shabbos has come. It's, let's say, 9 o'clock at night. He was at a long shalosh shudas. He hasn't davened Maariv yet. He hasn't said Avdala yet. He's in the bathroom, and he notices that there's no cut toilet paper. He hasn't said Avdala. He hasn't davened Maariv, but it's dark outside, and he has no cut toilet paper. So what's the shaila? Can I say Baruch Hamavdi Mikorash L'chol, and then wipe? Right. That was the shaila that they asked. Can you say Baruch Hamavdi? Meaning, what's that? Doing a mitzvah in the bathroom. It's not Tvarm Shel Kedusha. It's not learning Torah. Can you do that? Or do you have to start shouting, someone bring me tissues or whatever? It's a major Kavod HaBrios thing, right? So a number of the poskim were asked about this issue. In the Tshuvas Ruvos Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Chel Chesem Resh Pei Zayin writes, Nira Dilechora Ein Isser Lomar Shama Mavdil, V'chein Nira. He says, I don't think there's any problem with it, especially Mishum Kavod HaBrios. And therefore, I don't see any problem with it. If you want to be machmir, at least be maharer baruch hamavdil mikodesh l'chol. Rav Harfin is in Nishma Shabbos Chelik Beis in Tafresh Yed Zayin was asked the same question, and he says, first of all, it may not be a problem to do a mitzvah drabanan in the bathroom, and some hold that avdala is drabanan. Second of all, you always have the possibility that our bathrooms don't have a din of Beis Hakise, but then at least the guy would have to pull up his pants and flush the toilet before doing that, which may be a little uncomfortable if he hasn't wiped himself yet, without getting too graphic, as we said at the beginning. But then Rav Harfin says, I don't understand. It's not really us to cut toilet paper. Ayein, what I wrote elsewhere in my Sefer. Whoa, so that gets into a whole new topic. So we're not going to get into that right now, but Rav Harfin thinks it's not the worst thing in the world to cut toilet paper. He said, especially if Shabbos is really over and Melacha before Avdallah is only Midrabanan, so don't do Avdallah. Just cut the toilet paper at that point. That was Rav Harfin. Rav Yisrael Feinhandler in Avnei Yashba, Chelik Vav, or Chaim Simin Yud, was Machmir. He says, what are you talking about? You're not Baruch HaMavdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like a tefillah. It's like a bracha. Think about when Chazal said you're supposed to do Avdallah. They're misakin havdalah b'tefila. They're misakin havdalah halakos. So havdalah is like a bracha. Havdalah is like a tefila. So you're not allowed to do that in the bathroom. That's the worst thing to do in the bathroom. And therefore, he says you can't do it and figure something else out, but you can't do it. Poskim even discuss. Someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what happens if you find chametz in your house on Yantif? What do you do with it? So if it's chalamoid, what do you do? Someone told me chalamoid. They went to the local supermarket, not the kosher supermarket, and they bought what they thought were kosher Pesach breadcrumbs. Turns out it was just breadcrumbs. So what do you do with it? You burn it, right? But on Yantif, you're not on Shabbos, let's say. Shabbos chalamoid. What are you going to do? So what do you recommend? No? What do we do? Flush it down the toilet. But what do you mean? It's a mitzvah bir chametz. How can I do bir chametz in the bathroom? Right? How can I? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, no, that's the whole mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is to destroy it and to make it gross and whatever. Okay, so all of this brings us to Sfiras HaOmer. What do you do about Sfiras? So in the Tshuvas Avnei Yashma Chelek Vav or Chaim Semin Yud, he raises the issue and he says, Nistapakti. In Rashi, this Sfiras HaOmer Beis HaKisei. He says, it's the end of the day, you realize you didn't make a bracha last night, you didn't say Sfira last night, and by the time you get out, it's going to be Shkia. So can you count without a bracha in the Beis HaKisei? So he proves that Sfira is neither a tefillah nor a bracha from the Shitos and Poskim that hold that you can't apply Shomea Ka'ona to Sfira. There's such a Shita that Sfira L'Kalecha Ve'echa, it's such a Shita and Poskim, that it doesn't just mean that each individual is mechuyev as opposed to bezin being chayev. It means they can't even be yotzei l'shomei ka'ona from someone else counting sfira. Magen Avraham points out, you could be yotzei l'shomei ka'ona on the bracha, but you can't be yotzei l'shomei ka'ona on the actual sfira itself. He says, well, why not? If it were a tefillah or a bracha, you'd be able to be yotzei l'shomei ka'ona. Elamai, it's just a ma'isa mitzvah. And if it's just a ma'isa mitzvah, the Bir Halacha seemed to assume, before he found that Mata Ephraim, that there's no problem with doing a ma'isa mitzvah in the bathroom. Rav Steinman says specifically that the best thing to do is do it without kavanah l'shem mitzvah. The idea is that if you don't have kavanah, you won't run afoul of the Bir Halacha's concern that it's Talmud Torah. So don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Although to get to that point in your thinking, you probably already had to have some kavanah for the Torah. But don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. And then he goes even further and says, have kavanah shelo latzeis, because then you'll also avoid the bizvei mitzvah, because you're not even getting the mitzvah. Well, wait a second. Having kavanah shelo latzeis, I'm not even getting the mitzvah. What am I doing? What's the point? So Rav Steinman says, similar to Rav Soloveitchik's yisod about Sfira, that a lot of times when it comes to Sfira, the point is not to do the mitzvah. The point is to keep the Sfira going. That Sfira means not just reciting numbers, but reciting numbers in sequence. And even though maybe Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he had a Rishonim that said, you're not yotzei mitzvah Sfira Somer during the day at all, ever. But you're still countering the day because it keeps the Sfira going. The other raya is from the Nedev Yehuda about an onan during Sfiras HaOmer. Right? I was listening on the way in this morning to Rav Willig's shir about Tumas and Sfiras HaOmer. He quoted this about an onan during Sfiras HaOmer. He's going to miss a whole day of Sfira because he's in Aninus. So what should you do? So Nedev Yehuda says, count without Kavanah. Well, what does that accomplish? I'm not getting the mitzvah. Right? Elamai, you don't need to get the mitzvah. You just need to keep the Sfira going. So count with kavanah shelo latzeis. That's what Rav Steinman writes in Kayil Tarug, the best thing to do in that situation. You know, it's interesting. Some poskim discuss. You know, are you allowed to think about emunah b'Hashem when you're in the bathroom? Is it mutter to think about that I believe in God when you're in the bathroom? Right? And so Rav Asher Weiss says you have to distinguish between that which is a hirhur b'divrei Torah versus an emotion, a feeling. Emunah b'Hashem is a regesh. If I'm a chadesh something in the dinim of Emunah, or in the yisod of Emunah, or in a Rambam, a diuk in the Rambam in Emunah, that's awesome to do in the bathroom. But you know, just it's sometimes very hard. This whole concept that kavanas hamitzvah is hirhur b'divrei Torah. I'm not so sure that that's true, right? The Mishnah Berurah is not so sure that that's true, but he's guessing that that might be what's behind that matter of right. When I intend to fulfill the will of God, does that mean that I'm being maharher b'divrei Torah? So it's a very difficult thing. It's a difficult line to draw. Okay, anyway, we should remember to count Sfira before we go to the bathroom. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
What about, like, you know, WhatsApp chats?
O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, O'Reilly.